This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, September 5th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Thompson defends Trump on trade. Labor eyes date for H-2A reforms. And RFK Jr., I'm listening to Ag. Thompson, farmers will be big winners from Trump trade policy. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson is expressing confidence in President Donald Trump's trade policy. But Thompson says on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers that the size of an emergency farm assistance package will depend in part on whether Trump can nail down some new trade deals. He says that the aid package should be seen as a, quote, reward for the patience of our farmers as Trump uses tariffs to negotiate agreements with U.S. trading partners. I think our farmers in the end are going to be big winners when it comes to the president's trade policy, Thompson said. He said it's still to be determined how large the package will be. There are a lot of variables that are out there, he said. You can watch Newsmakers today at agripulse.com. Labor Department confirms it will take a look at H-2A methodology. The Labor Department plans to publish a proposal in February changing the way it calculates the adverse effect wage rate used in the H-2A program. The department had signaled during recent litigation over the H-2A program that it wants to examine the methodology used to set AEWR. The tentative date for the proposal is included in the department's semi-annual regulatory agenda released by federal agencies yesterday. Over at USDA, the Agriculture Department lists many of the target dates for its long-term actions as, quote, to be determined. That includes a final rule with guidance on using crops as low-carbon biofuel feedstocks and a labeling proposal for meats made with animal cell culture technology. USDA's Food and Nutrition Service, however, says it plans a proposed rule in August 2026 to amend the definition of, quote, eligible foods in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Kennedy, senators trade barbs at Finance Committee hearing. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and senators from both parties clashed over vaccines at a Senate Finance Committee hearing that came just days after Kennedy fired the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It wasn't your normal Capitol Hill hearing. Democrats were unsparing in their criticisms of Kennedy, accusing him of misleading them with promises about continued vaccine access at his confirmation hearing and not knowing how his own agency works. Kennedy accused Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota of, quote, making stuff up, and said Senator Ben Ray Luan of New Mexico was talking gibberish. GOP also concerned. Not all the criticism came from Democratic side. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana said the Food and Drug Administration's recent move to restrict the availability of COVID vaccines to the elderly and people with pre-existing condition amounts to, quote, denying people vaccines. You're wrong, Kennedy told him, insisting that vaccines would still be available. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming said he had been hearing concerns from his medical colleagues in Wyoming about Americans being put at risk. On food and ag, the Make America Healthy Again initiative received some attention, Kennedy defending the recent MAHA Commission strategy to attack chronic disease and mentioning work the administration has been doing to limit food dyes. He also assured Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, who said some farmers had expressed concern to him about MAHA's goals, that he was working closely with Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. We've met with over 140 farm interests over the past 3 months to incorporate them or make sure that the MAHA agenda is consistent with their agenda, he said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Pennsylvania and GT clash over SNAP. Pennsylvania Human Services Secretary Val Arkush is defending her agency's operation of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program amid scrutiny from House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson. In a letter to Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro last week, Thompson said the state's error rate puts it, quote, in the top third of the worst performing states. He also took issue with Pennsylvania's SNAP administrative costs of around $214 million annually, which he said is the third highest in the country. He added that because of these administrative costs, quote, you have been outspoken in blaming insufficient federal funding as an attempt to obfuscate a clear lack of program integrity in Pennsylvania's SNAP program. In a letter to Thompson on Thursday, Arkush said Pennsylvania's SNAP error rate of 10.76% is below the national average of 10.93%. She added that some of the errors included in the error calculation may not necessarily have led to incorrect payments, and said the state is also using technology and manual checks to find and correct such errors. My team and I stand ready to work with you to protect Pennsylvanians' access to this critical program, and we look forward to hearing from you on ways you can actually help us reduce our error rate, Arkush wrote. Take note, her response to Thompson, Arkush noted USDA's Food Nutrition Service has stopped holding monthly calls with Pennsylvania's Department of Human Services and has not responded to many of the state's agency requests. Here's today's final word. We're consulting every stakeholder in the farm community in everything that we do. That's the word of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. speaking about his Make America Healthy Again agenda to Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa at a Senate Finance Committee hearing yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, September 5th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.